Hello, folks. I'm John Myrie, and welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we have tips and reports for you from Jarrett McCarthy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we talk spring fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Kyle Sorensen. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
Spring is the time to launch yourself up off the couch and get outside with a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side from Hayward Power Sports. Hurry in for a very limited number of select model 2023 side-by-sides that offer up to $3,000 in rebates, plus financing as low as 1.49% for 36 months. Want an example of a smoking hot deal on a 2023 side-by-side? Here it is. You could take home a Can-Am Commander DPS 700 for under $13,700. ATV lovers, the new 2024s are in stock and ready to hit the trails. Pick up a Can-Am Outlander with special financing as low as 1.49% for 36 months. Or you could take home a new 2024 Can-Am Outlander 700 DPS ATV for just $168 per month. Life is not a spectator sport. Start participating today with a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side from Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Certain restrictions apply. Subject to credit approval. See dealer for details.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in Northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great lunch menu, and while you're there, Lynn's also has a great selection of custom-cut meats and sausages, as well as many varieties of snack sticks, jerky, fresh cheese curds, and much more. Lynn's is open Mondays through Fridays from 9 to 5:30 and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering in Hayward.
Today, anglers fish longer. Today, anglers fish harder. Today, anglers rely more than ever on their electronics. It all comes down to catching more fish, and today, anglers rely on Amped Outdoors lithium batteries, period. Visit ampedoutdoors.com today to power your outdoor experience.
We're recording this week down Hayward Bait and Bottle with Jarrett McCarthy. And Jarrett, you know, water temperatures are really starting to come up out there. I was out the just as we're recording this night before, and we had 50 degrees on one lake.
Yeah, it's been nice. We've had the sun out. It's heating the water temps up. The fish are starting to move up in the water column just a little bit. But, yeah, we're starting to see some movement out there.
You know, I found fish both. The crappies, I found them on the bottom and then some up higher in the water, a lot higher in the water. I didn't find any on shoreline, but I know somebody said they had a report that there were fish up shallow.
Yeah, I heard that there's some fish up shallow. I'm sure it's a darker water lake that's warming up a little bit faster than other bodies of water. But, you know, it just kind of varies day by day on what kind of conditions you have.
Where would you start if somebody wants to go after the panfish?
If you know that the crappies are going to come into a certain area, go out to the very deepest point outside of their spawning areas and start looking for them. If you start up shallow and work your way deep, you're going to spook any fish that are potentially up shallow. But if you're out deep and you start working your way shallow, especially with your side sonars and just looking at your eyes or whatever, you can work your way into those fish and not disturb them.
Yeah, and you mentioned a critical word there, spooking fish, because that's the big thing when the crappies and bluegills move up shallow. You can spook them out of there real easy if you get too close to them or you encroach on them.
Yeah, especially if you're out there later in the day and a lot of those fish are moving up towards the top of the water column just to sun themselves and warm up or what have you. It's really, really easy to spook them with any kind of movement on the water.
You know, and crappie and bluegills fishing is going to be good, I think, all the way through here, unless we get a cold front or something come through. And I don't see any real cold fronts in the forecast.
Looks like we're going to get some rain here within the next week, week and a half, but we're going to have some 50-degree temps along with that. So we could use the moisture for sure on a lot of our lakes.
And let's talk about the other thing people, a couple of other things people can fish for before the opener, which is, you know, a couple of weeks away or so anyhow, but bass fishing, you know, and there have been some people out there bass fishing.
Yeah, there's been quite a few. From what we've seen so far, a lot of guys getting out for smallies right now. And they're throwing some hard baits out there, really good cold water bait. I'm using their sonar to go out and find fish or in a little bit deeper water yet. But yeah, there's guys out there catching some really nice fish right now.
You know, and we talked about that too. If they'll be potted up too. Where you find one, you're going to find more than one, especially in a pre-spawn like this.
Absolutely. And when they're bunched up like that, when you throw a bait in, it usually creates a lot of competition. So if you have some active fish down there and you throw a bait in front of them, usually they'll spring for it right away.
You know, and there's a lot of different baits that'll work. I mean, some of the plastics and stuff, that stuff, they're a little bit more negative and working slow. The other thing is, they talk about, and you hear about this all the time, is the jerk baits, like the X-Wraps and the Husky Jerks and that type of stuff. But the key there is you got to, when you rip it, give it a twitch, leave it sit in the water. They suspend, leave it sit for 2, 3, 4, or 5 seconds sometimes. Then they'll hit it. It's just like big, long pauses. And that's a big mistake I see people making, is they just keep ripping it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've still got some cold water temps out there. So these fish aren't geared up like they are to go in the summertime and be really, really active. So when you're giving those baits a nice long pause, you know, those fish that are naturally curious or a little bit negative, it gives them some time to look at that bait instead of trying to chase it down, which is exactly what you want to do this time of year.
One particular lure I like for that twitching too is that Livingston lure, because it's sitting there chirping when it's sitting still. Unlike a lot of baits that rattle when you move them, that Livingston actually make a noise when it's sitting there and they're eyeballing it.
Absolutely. It's got that EBS feature in it, that electronic bait sound. So whenever it's, you know, just sitting in the water, it's water activated. So it's making a constant little chirping sound down there in the water to attract fish. Yep.
You bet. You know, interesting bait to try for people out there. You know, trout scent fishing. You've been out on trout streams. I know you just admitted to me you were.
Yeah, I was out there yesterday. We were breaking in a new fly rod, and we were throwing a couple of spinning rods out there. Got some nice browns out of the river here in town. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of opportunities out there. The water is still really low in the river right now, so a lot of these fish are going to be concentrated in some of these deeper holes. And if you can get on top of them and you can be quiet about it, they're there.
Well, I imagine most of the trout streams are going to be running a little bit low and clear, and that's one of the big things. You're going to find them in the holes.
Absolutely. Yep. In the holes, you know, you got to make sure that you're sneaky coming up to them, because any kind of water disturbance is going to spook a lot of those fish. And, you know, getting out there on a sunny day when they can see you, you know, they're going to see you before you see them. I guarantee it. They are really, really finicky in there. But, yeah, really, really fun fish to go on and target. They fight really well in the river.
You hearing anything about the big lake up there? It's melting. Run on or what, as we're talking here?
I haven't heard anything about smelt run. I know that the fishing up there has been really, really good as of late. A lot of guys trolling, a lot of guys throwing a lot of original Rapas, some jerk baits up there. They're doing really well on cohos, walleyes, you know, everything that are up there swimming around.
Let's talk a little bit about the store here. I mean, we talked about different things. I know I mentioned Livingston baits. You got a big selection of them now.
Oh, absolutely. I think we got just about every color you could throw an ugly stick at.
You bet. Anyway, how about the other stuff? I mean, you're still setting stuff up in boxes, that box.
Yeah, we're almost done. You know, we're kind of working on the boating aisle right now. We got a lot of our musky stuff that's slated to come in, you know, early May. We got a whole bunch of goodies come back in. We've got some custom colors coming in. We got some baits that have been kind of lost to time coming back into the shop. Some really hard to find stuff that hasn't been in a lot of shops over the last couple of years. We're excited about the way the shop is looking. We've got just about everything here. The tackle box is full here. Yep.
Well, that's great information, and I know you wind line for people if they want line put on, everything else. And Jarrett, you know, stop in. These guys all fish too. I mean, you know, Jarrett, I mean, you have a wealth of information when it comes to crappies and bluegills.
Absolutely. You know, we've got guys that specialize in a lot of different things here. So whether you're looking for panfish, you want to come in and talk to me, looking for bass, walleye, you guys have a whole bunch of people that come in and gain some knowledge from here.
Thanks a lot for taking the time here with us, Jarrett.
Yep. Thanks for having me again, John.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take a break right now and hear from some of the fine sponsors that bring this show to you every week. When we come back, we'll be talking spring fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Kyle Sorensen. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one stop for the Hayward Area's largest selection of rods, reels, lures, fishing electronics, boating supplies, and much more. Whether you fish for bass, walleyes, panfish, or muskies, gear up for the upcoming fishing season. And if you're getting ready for the spring turkey season too, they also have just about everything you'll need for a successful season. In the bottle shop, you'll find a full selection of beer and liquor. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
The fishing opener is May 4th. Race to your favorite fishing hole in a new Lund from Hayward Power Sports. We have an awesome selection, rigged and ready in our outdoor showroom. You'll find the 1650 Angler, the 1775 Impact, the 1875 Crossover, and many more. Buy one today and claim huge Hayward Power Sports discounts up to $7,500. Plus, we'll even include free storage for next winter. Come see us at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and this part of the show is brought to you by the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. For more information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out their website at haywardlakes.com. Well, folks, you know the opening of fishing is not far off now, and we have open water to get out there right now if you want. And, you know, on this week's show, we'll be talking spring fishing with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Kyle Sorensen. Lots of good tips and information. We're talking to Hayward Area Fishing Guide Kyle Sorensen. And Kyle, great to have you on the show here again.
Thanks for having me on.
You know, it's been a weird year so far, but I think we're kind of getting back in line with spring and where, you know, as we get into the end of April and the first part of May and get the fishing season open, I think there's going to be some pretty good fishing out there, tell you the truth.
Yeah, I think it's stacking up pretty good. And, you know, it was a warm winter, but I don't think it's going to be all that different from a normal year as far as how it's going to stack up.
Yeah, you know, it looked like it was going to be there, but then we got that cold come in. And as we're sitting here recording this, it's snowing outside. So, you know, there'll be a week or two lead time on when to air this. But anyway, let's talk about some of the fishing that we'll be seeing at the end, you know, as we get into the open season here. You know, walleye fishing is one big thing, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Everybody comes up here for the opener, they're after walleyes, but, you know, so we've got some of the best smallmouth bass fishing you're going to find out there, and really, they bite really good in anywhere from the time it opens up almost until you get into the spawn time, and then it kind of changes.
Yeah, the whole pre-spawn thing for smallmouth, especially in the Hayward area, really is an underused resource. It's really amazing.
You bet. Well, you know, what type of locations are you looking for? I do know that if you find them, you usually find more than one. They kind of bunch up.
So especially in the cold water right now, I was actually out yesterday, and they were real schooled up, and they're mostly on deep stuff, kind of point extensions off points, near deep water with access to the shallower stuff where they could be feeding. But as it warms up and as this airs and a lot of people are getting out, they're going to be closer to those spawning areas, closer to shallow sand flats, things that are going to warm up quickly, places with lots of wood, places, you know, where the bottom's darker, stuff like that.
You bet. Well, if you got a good patch of weeds too, that'll draw heat, it seems like.
Absolutely.
You know, what type of baits and stuff are you looking at? I know we use a lot of jerk baits as the water warms up, but they'll bite on those things right away.
Oh, absolutely. You know what? I think they thought that it had to warm up to 50 degrees or 60 degrees or something. But on any warm day, I think a jerkbait definitely has a place.
What type of jerkbait we're talking now? I mean, there's a difference. I mean, you got jerkbaits, you got slash baits, you got some Livingston stuff, you got X-Wraps, you got, you know, a bunch of different stuff.
So I'm glad you brought up Livingston. That's actually my personal favorite. But anything, you know, the 5-6 inch type baits and something that's suspending so you can get down a little bit in the water column. I specifically like the Jerkmaster 121D, which is D is for deep. So it's got a little bit bigger lip on it. And I think it runs about 4 to 6 feet down.
Well, you know, in Livingston, for people that aren't familiar with it, they've got that electronic bait fish recorded sound comes from them. Now, in my opinion, I don't know if their fish are keying in on the bait fish sound or what they're keying in on, but we do know that rattles and noise make, you know, they seem to get fish attention. And what better than a sound? Rattles and that type of stuff only makes noise when the bait's moving. But when you're pausing, you're stopping a big, long, extended pause, that Livingston is still sitting there making noise when it's dead in the water. I think that's a big factor.
Absolutely. You really hit it on the head. And that's something that I think separates a jerkbait fisherman from a great jerkbait fisherman is knowing how to leave it and let it pause and let it hang there and make those EBS sounds and make that fish sit there and stare at it, and eventually they'll cave and eat it.
Yeah, I think way too many people just got to move it right away. They don't leave it long enough. And we're talking pauses. I know myself, I'll leave 4, 5, 6 seconds, sometimes longer, just leave it dead. Because as long as it's suspending, it's sitting there. So it's slowly going one way or the other.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of an interesting thing. I don't know if we want to talk about it, but forward-facing sonar can really help you with that. If you know that there's fish staring at your bait, You can kind of learn how they're reacting to it, and you can hang it a little longer. You can pull it away from them, and I've learned a lot through that.
Well, you know, and there's some controversy over that forward-facing sonar, but I can tell you I've been running it for 2 years, and I don't think it's changed the number of fish I catch. I maybe catch a few more bigger fish than I did as far as panfish and bass, but what I have seen is it's a tremendous tool to teach you what fish react to, how they behave, what they do in the water, because the first thing you're going to do is be totally amazed at how many fish actually come up to your bait and take a look at it and then swim away.
Right. And that's important, because you know that those fish are there, and maybe the feeding window isn't open, or, you know, maybe you don't have quite the right color or quite the right bait. Maybe you need to slow it down, but those are all things that when you have that information, you can make decisions and try to learn from it.
Yeah, and it's also a great tool for, you can see structure really good and cover down there and things like fish cribs and trees and stuff. But, you know, I've even had one person tell me that they use it up on Lake of the Woods, for instance, and they pointed ahead when they're, you know, going through an area that they're not sure where there's any rocks. It keeps them from driving up on top of boulders, which is a kind of a neat idea, because it's looking ahead of the boat all the time that way.
Well, I think it's a good way to save your trolling motor from getting pulled off the front of your boat, especially on the Canadian lakes where you may not have an accurate map. We spend a little bit of time up there in the summer, and it's a situation just like that where those rocks come up out of nowhere.
Yeah, they come up out of nowhere in a island up there. Basically, is a lot of times is nothing but a great big rock, and there's a lot of them underwater.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, and we talked about the smallmouth and stuff, but we've got some good largemouth fishing up here, and the pan fishing and the bass fishing, I should add too, is that if you got a chance to get out anytime, even like we get open water early in the year, it's catch and release year round in the bass, but then you've got the pan fishing too. And the pan fishing is, you know, we've got some really good panfish lakes up here too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, Kyle, let's talk about the walleyes a little bit. You know, everybody wants to go after the walleyes, and, you know, typical bait that everybody goes to is a jig and a minnow. And there's no question that jig and a minnow early in the season is a really good producing bait. But yet I think Al Linder said one time he hasn't used live bait on a walleye for a long time. And there's people up here, I know we've got several people up here that they fish artificials, and that's what they catch them on. And what we were talking about, jerk baits for bass also work really well for walleyes.
Absolutely. The same Livingston Jerkmaster 121D. Definitely catches walleyes too if you're around them. But as far as fishing artificial, it's a little bit different, but I think it is just as effective, and it is kind of nice not having to worry about buying bait in the morning.
Well, yeah, you know, and then you got to stick your hands in the cold minnow bucket early in the year too. That's another bonus and a plus when you're dealing with bait. And you may have to use live bait, because there's times when live bait, I believe, is going to be the ticket, especially early in the year, colder water. But if you can get away with them, and usually I try to fish for the more active fish first. And if I can catch fish with a more active presentation, whether it's plastics or a lure, I'll go that route. If I'm not catching them, then I start to resort to the slowing down and using the or the live bait.
Right, right.
You know, any good tips you got, people, on finding walleyes earlier in the year like this?
Well, something that you hit on earlier, early weed growth, those first green weeds that are coming up, all the life in the lake is going to be happening in those places. There's going to be bait there. There's going to be big fish there eating the bait. So finding green weeds, a lot of times there's a great shallow bite early on. And I think that the walleyes are often shallower than people even realize, especially towards low light periods or on cloudy days or if you have wind. I've caught walleyes in 3-4 feet of water early in the year.
And they can sometimes be concentrated in a really small area, because I can remember one time years ago, back when the Linders used to come up here every spring, and we'd get together and we'd fish in Grindstone Lake, Couderay. I believe it was Tom Newstrom. He got out a pot of walleyes in a weed beds over toward Grindstone Creek, and it was one little isolated pot of weeds, and he was just banging the walleyes, and nice walleyes, and we were on one side of them. We caught one or two fish, and I know Al Linder was on the other side. He caught one or two, and we kind of met up on the middle of the lake as we were pulling away. And I think he told me, yeah, he's got to be sitting on one tight pot of fish in that one weed bed. And sometimes they will be concentrated like that. They're not going to be spread all over. It's just, you just got to keep looking.
Oh, absolutely. You know, this isn't Mille Lacs. This isn't Leech Lake, where you have schools of 150 walleyes that cover, you know, the size of a football field. You're definitely looking for pods of somewhere between 10 and 20, it seems like. And, you know, there's a lot of empty water in between those pods of fish.
Yeah, the old saying that, 10% of the water holds 90% of the fish, and that's about true most of the time, especially where you have lower density populations. And up in northern Wisconsin, we don't have what's called super high density populations of walleyes, I don't think.
No, I think they're great fisheries, but they're not high density. This is not a Mille Lacs, Green Bay type of fishery at all.
Well, folks, you know, we need to take yet another break and hear from even more of the fine sponsors that bring the show to you every week. When we come back, we'll have the second part of that talk we had with Hayward Area Fishing Guide Kyle Sorensen. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. Hey, folks, come on over to Hayward Ace Hardware and check out the area's largest selection of firearms, ammo, and accessories. We carry top brands like Browning and Sig Sauer, and we have a great selection of the newest and hard-to-find models. We've got a large selection of ammo with more coming in daily. If you need a scope, we carry great brands like Leupold, Hawk, and EOTech, and we'll even mount it and bore sight it for you, too. We even sell suppressors and silencers. And don't forget to check out our Guns of the Week. Huge discounts on a variety of pistols, rifles, and shotguns that change every week. So stop on in to Hayward Ace Hardware, your firearm superstore. Hayward Ace Hardware, Highway 63 North in Hayward, or give us a call at 715-634-8700.
Hayward Animal Hospital is a full-service medical and surgical hospital featuring on-site laboratory, digital and dental x-ray, in-house pharmacy, and online store. Dr. Ostrander has 40 years of experience dealing with illnesses, injuries, surgery, and dentistry. Hayward Animal Hospital offers urgent care appointments and emergency surgery daily. Please call early in the day for these appointments. They open at 8 a.m. Hayward Animal Hospital is located 1 mile east of Hayward on Highway B. Call 715-634-8971.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. And folks, you know, we're going to jump right back into the second part of that talk we had with Kyle Sorensen. How about hours to fish? I mean, everybody likes to fish those evening, especially if it starts to warm up and stuff. But I just don't see very many people early in the year get out there and hang on till after the dark, after sundown, and it starts to get dark. But that can be pretty productive getting over them weed flats just outside of the spawning areas. You can find some of the bigger fish sometimes.
Well, I always say nighttime is the right time.
Yeah, you know, I've caught some awful big muskies after dark, you know, too. And, you know, let's hope that the fish have a good spawn this year because, you know, the temperature's up and down and that could affect how good the spawn could be because these fish, you don't want them to be laying their eggs too early even.
Well, I don't know a ton about it, but I have heard some people talking about there's possibly going to be a couple waves of fish spawning, and maybe there'll be some better survivability with maybe different waves of walleye spawning. I really don't know a ton about it, and I don't want to pretend like I do, but I hope it works out well.
You know, I know one of your big things is trout fishing, too, and, you know, that's going to usually be good, you know, all the way from the ice out into the early part of the summer, I think, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of great trout opportunities, whether you're fishing the Brule River for steelhead right now, or trolling out in Chequamegon Bay, or even inland trout in, you know, rivers like the Namekagon.
You know, you just mentioned a key word there, trolling. I mean, there was some opposition to trolling, but, you know, when we first got it in where we can troll on all waters up here, you know, there's a place for that trolling, too. And early in the year, even, there's times when, whether you're after trout or you're after any other fish, trolling seems to be a little bit better area. I think you're covering a lot more water with it.
You're covering water, and a lot of time, well, I shouldn't say it. On some lakes, you can't troll three lines, but others you can. And being able to troll three lines, it's just, I mean, it's a math problem. You're three times more likely.
Well, even if you're trolling one line, you're still covering more water, it seems like, too, if you got three people in the boat, for instance.
Absolutely.
You know, Kyle, as far as getting your boats and stuff ready, if they have people haven't got them ready, I mean, we talked before about rigging up. I know you rigged up this year with all new battery power in your boat. You're rigging up with amped outdoor stuff.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be changing into the lithium game. I've got to use that stuff a little bit already, and I can't wait to see how it handles the whole season. I'm definitely looking forward to it, and I really enjoy the Bluetooth feature that Amped has as far as monitoring it.
Yeah, but, that's amazing. I mean, it depends which boat I jump in my two boats. If I just pull up the app, it automatically finds the batteries and tells me what the state of charge is and what my percentages are and basically how long I'll be able to run.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, the difference. I'm so excited about it. I can't talk enough about it, but as far as tips for people getting their boats out of storage and getting them ready, batteries are obviously a key one. Check your batteries, update your batteries. It's a great time to grease your axles or your hubs on your trailer so that you don't blow a hub out early in the season. Just all those maintenance things, as you're getting excited to get out there and get on the water, don't forget about getting your boat ready and getting it up to snuff.
You know, the one thing you said, grease the hubs. And the one thing I tell people, too, is that don't always just assume, and a lot of people do, that I got bearing buddies on the axles. All I got to do is take a grease gun and put a couple squirts in there. You can still have water in there. You can still have bearing damage. The best thing is every other year anyhow, you know, I usually try to go a couple of years, and then I'll pull the wheels, the hubs off, repack the bearings, go through them, check and see if there's any water damage anywhere, because, you know, you can still get water in there sometimes, and especially guys that overpressure if you pump them up too hard, you can blow the back seal out, and then you got water in there.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle, a lot of great stuff out there. I know you're going to be guiding full-time this year, and you cover most of the water around Hayward and then some even, right?
Yeah, I'll travel all over. It's I'm real excited for this season. I got a lot of fun stuff coming up. So,
yeah. How does somebody get a hold of you? And you got a website, and you're going to be doing a lot more stuff online too, I know.
Yep. So I've got the social media stuff going, but the easiest way to get me is SorensenOutdoors.com. It's my website. Otherwise, find me on Facebook, Kyle Sorensen. Get a hold of me and ask questions about fishing, ask how the bite is, and maybe book a trip and get out and have some fun.
Yeah, I know you grew up on the water, and you can't get off of it seems like.
Oh, I can never get enough.
You bet. Well, kind of the same way I feel. Anyway, Kyle, I want to thank you for taking the time here with our audience and our listeners.
Thank you, John.
Well, folks, you know, we're about out of time for this week's show. I'd like to remind everyone out there that if you miss a show, go to our website at wnoradio.com. And from there, you can link to our podcast site. And the show is also on Spotify and Google Podcasts every week. And also, if you're looking for information on vacationing and lodging here in the Hayward Lakes area, check out the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau website at haywardlakes.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We're out of time, and we'll be back again next week with another interesting show for you.
Listen with me. I'm going to take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.